and be popular 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 and be popular. Plenty of sound tonight.
Show, connect the city, the heartbeats of the city. If it's important to you,
it's important to us.
It don't sound like it's important. You know what? Okay. You got to say it again. It's important to you.
It's important to us.
Do we have a show for you tonight? My apologies, I am under the weather. But JV, I think we should jump right in. Today we have, so we have Sean Parker.
Oh, Mr. Parker.
Tell us who Mr. Parker is. My voice unaids me.
Well, you know, he's the public address announcer for the Timberwolves, and I'm sure many of you out there know who they are. I would assume, I didn't look to see, but I'm going to assume that they are in the
in
the running.
Yes,
okay?
They are.
Yeah, okay, great. So, unlike Georgetown, but that's a whole other story. Okay, great.
Well, you got it. She knows I love Georgetown. She's not a nice person. We have sponsors. Can you tell us about our sponsors, JB?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to do that tonight since we're having a little technical difficulty on the other side. But Connect the City is being sponsored by Chrysalis for Wealth, financially secure, responsibly insured. Tax-wise, you can find out more about them at chrysalispaws.com. Do I need to spell that? Or CPAWinsurance.com. Or call them at 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. And I will spell the website for you just in case you're not sure how to spell Chrysalis. C-H-R-Y-A-L-I-S-P-A-W-S. So, would you like for me to continue on?
You know
or
what, JB, we just have a really great show. We'll wait for Mr. Parker to dial in. But I do have a question. So as soon as he dials in, we can get off this board.
Oh, yeah. We can switch
out. I'm a little upset because is Nancy Pelosi changing her tune?
Well, I'm not going to say she's changing her tune, but...
A little bit.
But, you know, she's cautioning people on impeachment. And, you know, she exposed a Democratic rift about ousting Trump. So House Speaker Nancy Pelosi assertion that impeaching Donald Trump would not be worth the ensuing political firestorm has exposed a long simmering rift in the Democratic Party. So upsetting some liberals and triggering a debate about the threshold to try to remove Trump. So I think she's thinking right now, maybe we don't need to focus on impeachment.
Why not?
But, you know, she said, but it also shines a spotlight on the California Democrats' cautious approach to oversight. So Pelosi's allies believe her skepticism about impeachment protects her moderates in swing districts, gives her an exit strategy should special counsel Robert Mueller III find no wrongdoing by the president, and could even strengthen her leverage if something serious arises and Pelosi reverses course to impeach him later. So speaking of reporters Monday night, Pelosi noted that some Democrats had wanted her to consider impeaching President Bush in 2007 and 2008 for invading Iraq on a faulty intelligence purporting that the nation had weapons of mass destruction. So, again, you know, she's just thinks, look, she didn't believe it then, and she doesn't believe now
right.
that it divides the country unless there's some conclusive evidence
okay.
that takes us to that place. So she says she's a Democrat.
Right.
She wants the party to win the 2020 presidential election, which we all want,
right?
And make Donald Trump a one-term president. But she does feel that her party needs to hit the pause button on impeachment. So,
really?
Yeah.
Does she always feel like this, you think?
No, I think, well, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to tell because she's kind of spoken both ways. Yeah. But I think, you know, like everybody needs to think what's best for the party and long term. Not short term, you know what I mean? So
right.
I can appreciate the fact that she's looking at long term.
Well,
2020. know the show, 2020.
I do know the show. I do know. So, but last week, in an interview with her, she said, again, she's not for impeachment, which is kind of confusing for me because that was news.
Mm-hmm.
She said impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling, of course there is something so compelling and overwhelming in the bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country and it's just not worth it.
And then you don't want the sympathy because you know that's going to bring out sympathy. So, you know,
we've got to suffer this man.
Yeah, pretty much. Not enough, but I think what it boils down to, like she said, is the report. Waiting on the report, see what it says, and then make a decision. Not just, hey, you know, impeach, 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 but let's wait on the report. But a lot of people have been saying that, so I think she's just like, let's do that. So,
I'm confused.
You know what?
A lot going on.
4 years are going to be gone before you know it. I know it sounds.
Well, we'll be all dead.
Hopefully not.
He's awful. We'll talk about the bombing of the mosque later. But I thought I sent it to you where he said that we can't. A lot of people are blaming that mosque bombing on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't believe we can. We can do that because he feels as though Trump has the same mindset as voice that working. Excuse me. The same mindset as the terrorists. Like the people who, that's their mindset. He did a whole show about it. I thought it was amazing. But enough about them because I think we need to take a break. Like a nice 30-second debrief from everything you just said.
Yeah.
And then we can get into something a lot more fun, which is March Madness.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Ready.
Then you bring your ball.
Brought my ball.
She brought the ball.
I'm bouncing. Okay, well, it doesn't bounce, but it's okay.
I can. Did you just try to bounce the ball?
Yeah. Not bounce. So, yeah, we just wanted to cover a little bit about what's going on. You know, we got to keep talking about what's trending and keep, you know, what's important at the top of the list. And now we can go ahead and have a little fun. So.
We'll be back. Connect the city.
Well, hey, everybody. Look, my girl is a little under the weather, so guess what? I'm going to do the... This is your favorite host, Millie in the City, and your co-host, the real J.B. Jones.
I love it.
So, look, guys, we're back, Connect the City, and we're going to just continue on with some March Madness.
March Madness.
All right.
Love it.
So, I got my ball. I'm ready. I can't do any dribbling, but I'm ready. Yeah, you can
try.
Keep it now, because.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, playing right now is Prairie View versus Farley Dickinson. I absolutely have no idea who those are. So, I'll take Prairie View just because the prairie sounds like a prairie dog.
Oh, wow. Really?
They're cheap.
Okay, great.
That's tonight at 6:30. They play.
Well, I tell you what, my job is to go against you.
Really?
So whoever's playing them, that's whoever she picks. I'm just the opposite.
Okay,
that's how we're gonna roll tonight.
So at 9 o'clock tonight, which will be out of here, and I'll be out of your hair.
Thank you.
Temple and Belmont. I got Temple.
You can't have Temple.
I got Temple.
Look, woman. That's my people's school. You can't have that.
Woman.
I got Temple.
I got Temple.
So take the other people.
I will not.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess now we're going to be for the same folks.
So tomorrow you got North Carolina Central versus North Dakota State. You guys got to call in. 929-477-3886. Tell us who your picks are, guys. Come on.
And in case you couldn't hear that, that's 929-477-3886. Call in.
I'll take North Dakota State.
Good, because I'm taking
Jesus.
Do you have a pen that doesn't have any germs on it? Thank you. You just coughed on. Okay.
So, also tomorrow night at 9, it's St. John's versus Arizona State.
I'm a St. John's.
I'm a St. John's girl.
Oh, I guess I got to go for Arizona then.
Oh, are you serious right now?
Yeah,
why are you so combative?
I'm real serious. Y'all got y'all brackets out?
Oh, yeah, we have our brackets.
We're picking them. Minnesota versus Louisville. Look, does anybody know who's going to win?
I'll take Minnesota since we saw the show. Mr. Parker, she said. Okay, just say it.
Okay.
Who you got?
Here, pick it up. LSU.
Versus who? I'll take LSU.
I'll take Yale.
Are you serious right now? You are so combative. Oh, my God, I can't stand you. Hope you don't stick it to you, Louis.
New Mexico State versus Auburn.
I'll take New Mexico.
I'm going for Auburn.
Y'all see what I go through every Tuesday.
I get to pick this one first. Florida State.
I picked Florida State. She tried it.
Okay, well, I'm going for Vermont.
She got the cute beards on the team with the cute shorts that I would like to date.
Bradley versus Michigan State.
Michigan State.
I really have to take Michigan State on this.
It kills your soul, doesn't it?
It really does. So, Belmont / Temple versus Maryland. So
Maryland. I don't know what that means.
So I guess the winner of whoever wins that is going to play Maryland.
I take Maryland. I don't care who it is. They play Thursday at 3 p.m. I need a DVR.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the Belmont Temple.
How are you not going to take Maryland? You're such a traitor.
That's what I did.
Oh, I can't stand her. New co-host alert. New co-host alert.
Northeastern versus Kansas. I'm a big Kansas.
Dorothy is from Kansas, but I'm going to take Northeastern.
Okay, good. I'm going to take Kansas.
You know what? You don't have to be so combative.
Murray State versus Marquette.
Marquette. I'll take Marquette. I got a friend named Marquette.
Murray State. Florida versus Nevada.
That's a tough one.
Which one do you want so I can take the
option? Oh, they play Thursday at 6:45. Nevada.
Okay, I'm going Florida. Abilene Christian versus Kentucky.
Abilene Christian.
Kentucky for me.
So you gonna pick Kentucky? What time does Kentucky play? 7 p.m. Thursday night.
St. Mary's versus Villanova.
Villanova. Oh no, a friend of mine went to St. Mary's. Oh man, shoot.
Which one you want?
Oh no, I like Villanova. St. Mary's.
Okay, I'm going Villanova. Who won last year? Was it Villanova that won?
I thought St. Mary's did. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
So, what they have is, So, that's Thursday, March 21st.
So, Farley Dickinson slash Prairie View. I don't know what that means.
I guess either or, like you were saying.
Right. Okay. So, I'm just going to go ahead and...
I got Gonzaga.
Crazy. You got Gonzaga.
I don't even like those.
Where's Gonzaga?
Versus Gonzaga. 7:15.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay. I'm going for, yeah, go ahead. That's cool. Yep.
So we've got to take a, well, it's not yet.
So Montana versus Michigan. I'm going to tell you, Michigan is a hard one to beat.
I'll take Montana.
Okay, great.
Guys, call in.
Call 929-477-3886. Need y'all to call in. Tell us who's going to win this. Because guess what?
Yes.
If you get them all right, got some big bucks waiting.
Yes, they do. Don't they have big bucks waiting?
Somewhere.
Not from us.
Don't call us. Seton Hall versus, is it Wofford?
Wofford.
Okay.
Seton Hall.
I got Wofford. Old Dominion versus Purdue.
Old Dominion.
All right, I got Purdue.
Chicken. All right. So we got to take a break after this one.
Baylor versus Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Yeah, I know. I it's going to hurt my heart to circle Baylor, but I did.
What? So you just do it just because I picked Syracuse?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? We need to take a 30-second break.
Talk that way.
We need to take a 30-second break.
Yeah, we're going to go. Let me put my lights on that.
I cannot. You just horrible, unsympathetic call.
All right, guys. We'll be right back, and we're going to finish these brackets, and then we're going to go back and say who we picked. So, people, you know you're going to want our picks. I'm just saying. But need you to call 929-477-3886. We'll be right back from the break, but call us.
What do you mean our picks? You picked everything against me. My picks are better.
Okay, great.
You know what? You're always connected.
This is your favorite host, Millie in the City, right here, with her favorite co-host, the real J.V. Jones. You're back with Connect the City, and tonight we're talking March Madness. We already talked about the political madness, so we've switched over. So having a little fun. We need y'all to get your brackets out because we're going to give you the winning tips so you can win all of the money for getting all the picks. I don't know where you can go to win all the money, but guess what? We got the picks, okay? But I want y'all to call in. Call in 929-477-3886. Let us know what your picks are. Unfortunately, my Facebook will not let me invite anybody. So hopefully somebody hears this message of call in. 929-477-3886. So we're going to get back to, where do we leave off?
Friday, March 22nd.
Yes.
At 12 o'clock is the first game, JD.
Okay. Iowa versus Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
All right, Iowa.
Don't even know.
So everybody knows everything that she picks, I'm picking the opposite. Okay, just for the record.
So, Rooney.
Oklahoma versus Mississippi.
I'll take Mississippi.
All right, I'll take Oklahoma.
Are there any five men on Mississippi's team?
Probably. I don't know, probably. Yeah.
One on every team.
Northern Kentucky versus Texas Tech.
Nothing Texas. I think Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Northern Kentucky. UC Irving versus Kansas State. I'm just always
UC Irvine.
Okay, great.
Pretoria.
Colgate versus Tennessee.
Don't like the toothpaste. I'll take Tennessee.
All right, I'm taking Colgate.
You can tell where sportscast is.
Gardner Webb versus Virginia.
Virginia.
Virginia. Gardner Webb, I got you. Arizona
really?
State, St. John's versus Buffalo. Did it stop snowing up there in Buffalo? It was snowing.
St. John's.
Okay, I'm going with Buffalo. Breaks my heart.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know some people up there.
You.
Yeah, you do. Oregon versus Wisconsin.
Hey,
what are we going for?
Wisconsin.
I'm going for Oregon. Gotcha.
Caller with the last four digits of 8007.
Oh,
you're on Connect the City. May we have your name?
Yeah, absolutely. Curtis Knox on the line.
All right.
Curtis.
Thanks for calling in. How are you? You got your brackets ready, Curtis?
I don't.
Well, you know what? You need to go back and listen to our picks.
We can
decide if you like
on.
Millie's picks or my picks. Mine are probably going to be the ones that win.
Let's go over back. What? We can go real quick with you if you like.
Oh, here we go.
So, are you watching tonight, Curtis? Who you got, Preview or Farley Dickinson?
Oh, you said what I got for who now?
Who do you have, Preview or Farley Dickinson?
Let me see here. Let's see here. Probably not.
They're on right. My voice is gone. It's shot.
Yeah, they're actually playing right now.
Yes. Thank you, JP.
Oh, we're talking about basketball.
Oh, yeah,
we're
talking
about
March Madness.
Oh, legit, that long. I don't know. I was talking with Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump. I called to talk about that.
Oh, good.
Oh,
that's fine.
We can talk about
that.
We
can talk about that. Go ahead.
Fellow basketball player like yourself,
yeah.
I thought.
We'll go back to this, but, you know, we just figured if someone called in about that, then we'll go ahead and touch the subject.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready. What you going to say?
So what you feel about
What do I feel about Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact is, you know, did you hear what we were saying, that she's reluctant to impeach him because it's going to divide the party and she just want to make sure we stay focused on 2020
exactly.
Election?
I think that Nancy Pelosi is a joke, and the fact that she is trying to lower the voting age to 16 just so that she can get impressionable young men to vote Democrat is appalling, silly, and I think that it is just counterproductive. And I think
comments of Curtis Fox are not necessarily to Connect the City.
sorry?
Okay. No, we just a disclaimer. Okay.
I did a disclaimer. I like Nancy Pelosi myself. I don't agree with the lowering the age
to 16.
I do not agree with
that. Yeah, I think 18 year olds are barely able to make a good decision.
Well, I don't believe
right.
That.
I think they should raise the age.
Okay. No.
You think it should be raised to what, 21?
Absolutely not.
I think it should be.
Okay.
Yeah, but our 18 year olds, a lot of this stuff affects them.
Yeah.
They got it work, their wages, their health care.
I would say most 18 year olds are probably voting like their parents for the most part.
I voted like my parents.
Who are we? Democrat? They're like, okay, great. And go vote with the parents.
I knew you were going to be controversial when you called.
We like controversy, Curtis. So what else do you have to say about, so how do you feel about the fact that she doesn't want impeachment? Well, basically what they're doing is waiting on the Mueller report. So it's like we need to see what the report says before we get strung out on impeachment.
Did you say strung out?
Here's my thing. Honestly, you know, I have an unpopular opinion like always. Personally, I think Donald Trump is the best president that I and myself have seen during my lifetime. A lot of people don't agree with that. And I say this because he is the first president I've ever seen to never change. You know, Obama, his first term, he was against gay marriage and he was pro-Christianity. Second term coming in, now he's for gay marriage and, you know, he's not as religious, you know, and I didn't, you know, not that I don't really, you know, I'm not against or for gay marriage, doesn't bother me, but I'm saying that he's made a lot of, you know, changes to his political views just to further his campaign. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. And so, I can't really give you examples from Bush and Clinton, but I can from those who are the most prevalent in my mind right now. But I know Trump has been the same a-hole my entire life. It never changed. Don't care how you feel about him. He's gotten there. You know, so like, I don't think we need to impeach him. I think that, you know, the Democrats need to just put out a good fighter and beat him. And if they can't do it, they need to stay in office.
Okay.
I do love that. I love that.
Yeah. You made a good point about a guy said to me one day, he's a well-known person, I'm not going to give his name, said, make a decision and stand by it, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. So when you look at it that way, if you make a stand about something and you feel strongly about it, then stick with it. People respect you if you stand by how you feel and don't waver when things start getting tough. So for that reason, I do agree and understand what you're saying. On the reverse side, do you feel like any of his ideologies have evoked a lot of the issues with racism and the latest killings and things of that nature? Do you feel like any of his ideologies have influenced that? Because there has been an increase in those type of situations since he's been in office.
I'm not sure if they made an increase. I think that what I have noticed is an increase in Black people, especially their, I guess, perceived racism or perception of racism in general. Like, you know, one thing that I've noticed is this, right? So a lot of Black people say, well, yes, why don't you like Trump? He's a racist. He's a bigot. What has he done to harm Black people? What has he done against Black people? Now, you know, people may have said things, you know, or you know, I guess if you want to call the Muslim attack I can't remember. I'm sorry. What country is that? That was Australia. When they shot that the mosque up. Now, if you want to, you know, use that as an example, maybe.
It was New Zealand.
New Zealand, I apologize. Yes, right. But the thing is, I noticed a lot of people, you know, are just quick to just, you know, get mad because someone may say the N-word or something like that. You know, I'm like, look, Trump hasn't, I don't think that he himself has, you know, done anything that's really all that racist toward Black people or that he's way promoted it. I think that, you know, a lot of it is just kind of, you know, stuff that we're bringing on ourselves or stuff that we're just kind of just, you know, just choosing to be outraged about. And, you know, if you look at, you know, just what's really going on, he's talking about Mexicans, he's talked about El Salvadorians, he's talked about even Africans, but not Black Americans. But then I can literally go to Hillary Clinton, who everyone said was a lesser two evils for whatever crazy reason, and I can give you empirical data to show how her and her husband's policies have hurt me directly and the majority of Black people I know directly. No,
okay, hold
on.
That's awesome.
Right. Well, I need to bring a caller in, but I want you to hold that thought, and I also want you to understand that they're not in office right now. So I do understand you making that point, but we're focusing on what's going on in the present. So I want you to hold that thought. We're going to get right back
right.
to you.
And hold this thought. Drugs are bad to you. I'm depressed. So you know, get you
caller
with
that class
you just said.
Caller with the last 4 digits of 9062. You're on with Connect City. Oh, I'm sorry.
And your name.
Oh, okay. Your name, please.
Oh, how you doing? I'm just giving a call in. This is Barry Washington. I gave a call. Just a call in. You're doing a great job on the show. So far, I was listening to some of the political views here on the show. I called in. I'm not sure if it's a segue into, I guess what I was calling to talk about, the NCAA tournament tonight. So whenever you're ready for me to give you my perspective on that, I know it's kind of a different change of pace on topic. So I'm just here just enjoying the show so far. I want to say congratulations on the show.
Well, thank you so much for that comment. And we just called it madness. So it included political madness, March madness. You know, just called all
yeah.
of that.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on for a second, though. We do have another caller to bring in. Caller with the last 4 digits of 6491. Your name, please. You're on with Connect the City.
Yeah, this is Herb McKinney.
Well, good evening, Herb McKinney. Thank you so much for calling in. What would you, a caller that we just brought in wants to talk about March Madness. Are you going to focus on the political side or the March Madness side?
Definitely the political side.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead, sir, give us a second, Barry, to come back to you with March
no
Madness.
No problem at all.
Our brackets and everything. And Mr. McKinney, why don't you go ahead and give us your comment?
Okay, so I was listening to the caller, and he was, you know, speaking about Donald Trump and everything that Donald Trump has done for Black people, and he's the best. I'm just a little confused because it seems to me that this is the very same president who was talking about cutting trillions of dollars from Social Security.
Thank you.
Who's trying to tear down the public education system, like kicking out $9 billion from, you know, the public schools and so forth, kicking out
Thank
public
you.
Schools and want to institute charter for-profit schools so that his friends can make more money for supposedly educating them, and the teachers aren't even qualified because they're not certified. So, and that's just for starters, not
that's
to mention that Not to mention that, you know, we basically have become the laughingstock of the world.
Laughing.
You know, this man went to the United Nations and had the United Nations laughing at him. So I'm just a little turned around with all these things that he's supposedly done. He's also cut back funding for HBCU schools and so forth. So
yep.
I'm still confused as to what he supposedly is the greatest president for Black people. So if he can help me understand that, I appreciate his advice or his input.
And let's throw in on that also, he's trying to find money for the wall. So, sir, if you can comment to that,
briefly,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, because I feel like that you may be a little disillusioned. Drugs are bad for you.
So, Curtis, the caller wants to know how you feel about his cutting back on so many things to basically further his goals and aspirations.
Let's see here. I'm going to teach myself. So let's see here. I haven't seen where he's taking the funds from HBCUs yet.
All over the world.
I missed that one. So, you know, now here's the thing. I'm not saying I agree with everything that he says, but there's a thing, you know. I do agree with certain things that he stands for, certain things that he's pushing for. For example, this immigration reform is very serious, and this is one thing that hurts blacks in the long run if it does not go through, because we cannot afford to take the poor from other countries and pay for them or pay them to be here and then allow them to take the resources and send it back to their country. Right now, it is projected that blacks in America will have a net worth of $0 by 2053 due to the AI taking over, due to just our lack of education, our productivity just in general, and having more poor people come in to take the labor jobs and undercut the already poor people is not helping us.
Okay, well, Mr. Curtis, you're killing me. I know you, and I know you. Wait, stop, because I got to talk about March Madness, because our special guest is on. You're killing me. I know you. You're extremely, extremely intelligent. I won't fault you for a dumb moment at this point, but you've got to be out of your mind. I'm going to call your mother.
I'm fine with that. Just tell me how.
Well, can I comment?
I'm going to call your grandmother is what I meant to say. Because we
can
have
I
a
comment?
Special guest on. We have your grandmother is what I meant to say. You should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not sure what happened.
No. Just tell me how. Don't give me any.
Well, we got about 20 more minutes, and unfortunately, my voice is just shot. But off air, I will talk to you about it because.
But you can't come on back and say that I'm out of my mind, then tell me later. I think all the listeners want to hear how I'm out of my mind.
Can I say one thing?
Okay, so these immigrants that you're talking about, 100% of them do jobs that no American will do. That's number one.
Give an example.
For example, picking fruit.
Okay.
Picking fruit. Hotel, house cleaning.
Yep.
Okay. Those kind of jobs. The construction workers.
Yes.
And things like that. Spanish people do that. That's number one. Number two, these immigrants that you're talking about who are not citizens contribute $23 billion a year to the American economy, and they can't file taxes. They pay those taxes into the system, $23 billion a year, and they can't claim taxes, they can't get Social Security, but they pay into that system. So when you say that they're coming here taking jobs and they're doing this, they are actually driving our economy. They're doing the jobs that no person in this country will do, that Americans will not do. And they definitely do jobs that black people won't do.
So you said Americans won't do house cleaning and they won't do construction. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying to you is that the dirty jobs, these dirty jobs that are not paying, you know, $15-$16 an hour, that are paying $6-$7 an hour, most Americans will not do that job.
Who pays $6-$7 an hour legally at this in 2019 per hour?
My point being, whatever the minimum wage is, whatever, I don't know.
How do you know this? Have you taken a poll on black folks? How do we know that this in 2019, when jobs are, you know, not as prevalent as they were before, right? How do when there are more other artificial intelligence jobs, how do we know for sure that blacks won't take these jobs if they're not there for them to take?
The CBS did a study on it that said that farmers tried to hire black Americans and white Americans to do the job. They hired 250 people. On the first day, only 100 people showed up. On the second day, 9 people showed up.
All right,
okay,
all right.
Because they did not want to do that job. They did not want to do that job. Secondly, as far as cleaning people's houses, cleaning toilets and things like that, these are jobs that black people don't want to do. White people definitely ain't going to do it. But these are jobs that black people don't want to do. Serving, servers, bus boys. Okay? These jobs have been open and they're wide open. And the only people that are going to apply for these jobs are Hispanic people.
So, look, guys, we're going to have to take a quick break so we can move on. You're making some great points.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, ladies.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. Oh, no, it's fine. That's why we wanted to talk about it. But we're going to have to finish up the rest of these brackets. And then the show is over because time is just quickly going by.
Awesome.
So, but we
thank you, Curtis, for listening. Thank you for the conversation.
Yes, and stay on the line, and we're going to go to a quick break, and we will be right back with you in about 30 seconds. Favorite host, Millie in the City, and your co-host, the real J.B. Jones. I've been wanting to say that. So, look, we are back with Barry Sean Washington, CEO and founder of the MIH Promotions and Entertainment. Welcome, Barry. Thank you so much for holding on.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm here. Thank you for having me, Connect the City. Actually, I appreciate being here. You know, you have a great show so far. I see y'all were talking about a lot of political issues. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the tournament here. You know, it's actually coming up here, starting actually tonight. Actually, they started a tournament off. The Final Four is a big thing around this time of year, March Madness. So tonight they have a couple games that they actually got started on. tonight, Prairie View versus Fairleigh Dickinson, a couple of teams that are trying to play their way into the tournament. Then you have a game that comes on tonight, actually at 9 o'clock, Belmont versus Temple, and they'll be playing. The winner of that game will be playing Maryland. So for all you local fans, can you hear me?
Well, yep. It's Owls all the way, Barry.
Yeah, the Owls. Yeah, I'm a big Temple fan as well. I have a little bit of bias there from Philly. So I got a big favoritism for Temple, so I'm pulling for Temple. But for any other fans that are big basketball fans here in the D.C. area, they'll be having the Elite Eight here in Washington, D.C. at the Capital One Arena. That round will be here March 30th through the 31st. So you get a chance to buy your tickets, get here. They also have a couple of local teams, I guess not too local, but Charlottesville, UVA. They're the number one seed in the South region. So they'll be there representing the South. You also have North Carolina, you know, who's representing the Midwest region, and Duke. A lot of Duke fans here. There's a lot of talk about Duke. You know, everybody's, you know, Duke haters, but they have probably the top player in the country right now, Zion Williamson. He's the, he's the big player right now. He's the household name. He'll probably be the number one player selected overall when it comes in June. So keep an eye on Duke. There's a few teams throughout the tournament. It'll be a few upsets. I'm not sure how much time I have. But just keep an eye on a few teams like Auburn, maybe Murray State, Tennessee, also Gonzaga. Can't forget about Gonzaga, number one region, number one in the West.
Okay, very good. So, you know, we went through the brackets before you got on earlier.
Okay.
So we're at the point now where we want you to help us pick the next one. So, Washington versus Utah State. Who's going to win Washington versus Utah State?
Washington versus Utah State?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much a close game there. That's an eighth, ninth type of game, so they're pretty much matched close by. I would have to go with Washington, you know, if I had to take that choice. I think they play in a tougher division. They had a couple of rough games throughout the year, but I would have to take Washington. I think they have a better tradition in here in the tournament, so I would go for Washington Huskies on that one. They actually had the number one pick a couple years ago, so they're known for getting, you know, having big players.
All right. North Carolina Central / North Dakota State versus Duke. So whoever's the winner between the
whoever winning in that game, I'm going to go with Central, North Carolina Central. We were talking about those schools in MEAC. I'm a big Norfolk State fan, even though Norfolk lost to those guys. Norfolk, NCC, I'm going to have to pull for those guys there. From there on, they're going to have a tough, you know, here any game after that. But I definitely hope they get in on the play-in game there, and hopefully they can, you know, keep going.
You say it's going to be tough against that Duke, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Duke is definitely a team that's going to, you know, be a team that's going to be recognized to get probably far in the tournament. I'm pretty sure a lot of people got their money on Duke. But I definitely know of Carolina Central. I'm pulling for them a little bit, to at least, you know, hang around a little bit, get another check.
What about Georgia State versus Houston?
Well, Houston is a team that's very talented. They have a couple of guys. They have to have a prospect on their team that's probably another guy that's going to be an NBA player as well. So Houston, I think they're going to be a little bit a mismatch in that one. I'll take Houston if I had to put my money on that one as a 3-seed right there. So I definitely recommend Houston on that game. They actually play on the 22nd at 7 o'clock. So, you know, it's going to be a different – True TV is another station that people are not familiar with. So if you're trying to tune in, True TV, TNT, they got a whole bunch of different stations. So make sure you go and Google if you're a big fan, and you can check a lot of stuff online as well. But this is definitely the time of year to catch all the games. It's going to be a good look.
We're going to go through these next ones really quick because I think we got about 5 minutes left. Liberty versus Mississippi State.
Liberty versus Mississippi State. I think I'm going to go with Mississippi State on that one. I think Mississippi State is definitely a team has played much more tougher competition. I think it's going to be just going to be a tough battle. So that's
all
one
right.
of the things I definitely keep an eye on.
Iona versus North Carolina.
North Carolina, I'm definitely going to take Carolina in that one. Terry Carolina is number one for a reason. So you definitely got to take Carolina. I wouldn't put my money on Iona on that one.
UCF versus VCU.
VCU.
UCF versus VCU. UCF could be an underdog. I kind of like UCF in that one. I think they have a seven-six player. So he's one of the tallest players in college basketball. So
wow.
keep an eye on UCF. Yep.
Okay. Ooh. Excellent.
Yeah.
Ohio State versus Iowa State.
Ohio State versus Iowa State. Actually, that's going to be a toss-up.
Ohio.
I definitely think Ohio State, you know, has a tough team. But if I'm going, you know, I'm gonna take a gamble. I'm gonna go with Iowa State on that one.
Yeah, I went with Ohio.
So St. Louis versus Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
I'm going with VT on that one. They definitely have a good team this year. I got my eye on them as being one of the teams that could actually take it a lot further than people expected. So keep an eye on VT.
Well, thank you so much. We pretty much got them all filled out. And if anybody's looking for the winning team, hit us up. ConnectTheCityRadio@gmail.com. We're going to send you all the greatest picks. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No problem at all. So take advantage of checking out my show, the Sports Page Show, my podcast. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So we're going to go to the favorite part of our show real quick. We got like a minute or two. So if you like it, it's #ICan. And if you don't, it's #ICan't. So our prayers go out to Avant. They are giving him 6 months to live. #ICan't. I cannot believe it.
Tonight.
We don't know what's going on, but we are praying for the brother.
Sure.
Our prayers are going out to the families in Deer Park, Texas. A chemical fire broke out last night. Can you imagine being somewhere and have to breathe in chemical fire fumes? I can't. #ICan't.
And also to the New Zealand
Yeah, and we just want to throw in with that one, the New Zealand people, you know, that were killed. #ICan't for that. Real quick, this one is dedicated to Curtis. President Trump's approval ratings is going up, and it's at 42%.
All your fault, Curtis.
This is dedicated to you, Curtis. #ICan't. I'm sure you can.
I can.
Everybody here.
We
got
to
get out
sure
of here.
Yeah, the #ICan't for that one. Nebraska flooding has turned towns into islands. #ICan't. Pentagon tells Congress how they're delaying a lot of projects because President Trump's wall, but we ain't going to go into that.
We're going to go there.
And Donald Trump spends his weekend obsessing over great men because he knows, and everybody knows, that he would never be the great man that John McCain was. And that's according to Meghan McCain, his daughter, that talked on The View.
All right, guys.
#ICan't on that one. And look, we got to pay the sponsors, guys. We ran out of time. We've had so much fun, but we want to make sure that everybody goes to Chrysalis for Wealth for all of their financial security and tax information. You go to chrysaliscall.com or cpawinsurance.com. Dial 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. Not About Me Ministries. Join them each and every Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. at 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland, with Bishop Ronald Taylor. You are welcome each and every Sunday. Don't forget about DCN Entertainment, guys, the best place to go for your entertainment, events, and news. That's www.dcnitelife.com. And we're out of here.
Bye-bye, guys.
Really in the city, a little under the weather, so I had to take over tonight. The real J.B. Jones, thank you so much for joining us. Our internet is whacked out today, so I don't know who joined us for real, but thank you so much, Curtis, Barry, and the other gentleman, Mr. McKinney, for joining us. Thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate the support, and we'll see you again next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m.
Bye-bye.